We continue our learning with Nishmas Davya ben Menachem Shem Cham Yaakov Bevidichos Aliyah. We're in Erech in Perek Gimel Mishnah Hei. Ba Motzi Shema Lahaku Lahachmir Ketzad. We mentioned Motzi Shema in the first Mishnah. Motzi Shema is where a woman is defamed. A woman just got married. The husband claims she was not a basula. We find out he's lying. So he's Motzi Shema. That's speaking negatively, and it was not true, is what Motzi Shema is. Halacha is that he gets Malkos, 39 lashes, and he pays 100 shekel, which is double the amount that you pay for Onas and Mefata, which the Mishnah actually will address at the end. So how does this work, that it's a kula sometimes and a chumra other times? Echad shehotzi shem ra ala gadola shadakuna balaktana shabi Yisrael no sin mea sela. Very exactly what we said when it came to Osin Mefata. Makes no difference whether it's a prominent family, gadola shadakuna, could be the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, who's defamed, or ktana shabi Yisrael, or family is not prominent at all. Either way, you're going to pay 100 sela. The pasuk says in Parshas Kiseitse, ki yikach ish isha uvo eleh usneya, v'samla alilos didvarim, v'hotzi oleh ha-shem ra, v'anshu oso, he gets v'yisru oso, it gets Malkus, by the ziknei ho'ir, v'anshu oso mea kesef. So it makes no difference, he's going to pay that regardless of how prominent the family is, that's a fixed value. So, if she's from a chash of a family, paying 100 sela is a kula. And if she's from a not prominent family, so paying 100 sela is a chumra. Nimsa omer befiv yasser min ose masa, says the Mishnah. You know, you see from here that someone who does something literally with his mouth seems to be worse than someone who takes action. What does that mean? So you have a man who slandered this woman, and he's paying 100 sela, 100 shekel. And yet when it came to Onas Mefata, which is not speech, that's a real masa, he violates her, she seduces her, he only pays 50 shekel. So you see that, interestingly, that Ha'omer Befiv is Yasser, is more chomer from Ose Masa. And then we prove this, Shekein Matzinu, or maybe Vichein Matzinu, we also find this, Sholenechtam Gezardin Ala Boseinu Bamidbar, Ela Ala Shanhara. We did a lot of bad things. We tested Hashem, the Pasuk says, 10 times. And yet, the Gezardin, the decree that we couldn't enter the land of Israel and that whole generation pretty much would die out, was all based on the Meraglim, on the Lashon Hara about the land of Israel. Shenar, and that was only with the mouth, even though other things were action. Shenamar Vayinasu Osi Ze Eser Pa'amim Velo Shamu Bekoli. They tested me 10 times and didn't listen to me. So maybe it's just a culmination, the straw that broke the camel's back. So no, Vayinasu Osi Ze Eser Pa'amim. We're pointing out that there was this Aver, maybe this Aver was equal to the other 9, or maybe Ze is telling you, no, it was they didn't listen to me, they slander the land of Israel, it's particular Avera, that there was the seal of the decree was based on this Avera alone. So you see here, once again, Nimsa Ha'omer Befiv is Yasser Min Ha'ose Maaseh. Erech in Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Heseg Yad Banoder V'Hashanim Banidar. So this is something we really should know, and the Mishnah will, in fact, the coming Mishnahs will explain this, give us examples of this. But when we speak about Heseg Yad, is the person actually have the ability to pay? So we mentioned that a poor person may not have the ability to pay under certain circumstances. And we said, okay, you should pay what you have, maybe according to one opinion, or pay a sela at least, and then you'll be Yotze. Either way, that Heseg Yad, that to see whether you have the ability to pay, that depends on the noder, the one who's taking the neder. Asher Tasig Yad Hanoder Yarichenu HaKohen. It doesn't matter who the subject is, it matters that the one who's taking the neder is able to pay or not able to pay. And the Mishnah will give an example of that. V'hashanim banidor. And when we speak about the age, so the age has nothing to do with the person who's taking the neder. That's all depending on the subject of the neder. Could be the person taking the neder is 18 years old. So you can take a neder at 18 years old, but the value of an 18-year-old is not the same as the value of a 20-year-old. He's giving the vow, he's giving the erech, rather, of a 25-year-old. So although he may be 18, he has to pay the 50 shekel, which is the value of the 25-year-old. So that's the shanim, the years bend on the nidar. V'ha'arachin ba'ne'erach. And when it comes to erech, this is speaking about gender. So that also depends on the ne'erach. Nidar, ne'erach, same idea. That who's the subject? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's taking the neder. It matters who is the person who is the subject of the neder. So if a man takes an erech vow of a woman, so it doesn't matter if he's a man, it matters that she's a woman, and therefore her value is going to be less in all of the cases. So then the mishnah says, okay, hesed gad banon deketzad. How is this? The ability to pay depends on the person who's taking the vow. Ani efsheherich es ha'ashir, no sin erech ani. An ani who is ma'arich an ashir. And let's say he says, you know, I'm taking upon myself to give the value of this particular person, and ashir doesn't have to be ashir that is very wealthy. It just means that he's able, the person who's the subject would be able to pay the full amount. It doesn't matter that person can pay the full amount. And even if you had in mind, oh, it's the erech of an ashir person, that doesn't mean anything. At the end of the day, if the noder doesn't have the amount of money to pay, so then we have to assess what he is capable of paying. It doesn't matter who the subject of the erech is. And therefore, ani sheherech esa asher, no sin erech ani. The asher sheherech esa ani, no sin erech asher. And when it comes to a wealthy person who was marech, took an erech vow for an ani, doesn't matter that the ani, the subject of the vow, is incapable of paying the value, what it may be. The person who took the neder is capable of paying, and therefore, of course, he has to pay nosin erech asher. The asher, once again, doesn't mean wealthy, but it means the one who has the ability to pay.